Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Guys, my special's coming out. I'm excited. It comes out March 1st. March 1st is called No Country for Old Women. It's going to be on the Comedy Store YouTube channel. And it's Women's Month, so you have to support it. And it's comedy, and it's funny. And so why not support it? Get over there and watch it. I don't know why I'm saying get over there. Like, get the... I'm excited for you to see it because it's really funny and I think you guys are going to love it. Check it out on the Comedy Store YouTube channel. No Country for Old Women comes out March 1st. It's funny. It's great. I'm excited about it and I can't wait for you guys to see it. We are rolling. So exciting.
This is strange.
Why is it strange?
You know,
Comedy Store podcast.
Strange. I'm going to throw this fucking water on you. You know why it's strange?
Go ahead, don't. I'll melt. I'm
Rick
a witch.
Ingram is too cool for us. I had to bail him out last minute.
He's big time,
he's
Rick.
He's too big for us.
Yeah, he's never coming in here. He's like, what? The Comedy Store. Well, you want to go in the basement?
But this is like a new thing here. Nice to see you, Kelly. What's up?
Kelly, what's exciting. Up?
Hello.
Hi.
This is like a new thing here. Rick's your co-host.
Rick is my co-host.
And look who you're staring at. Not cool.
Times have changed.
There's a fucking problem. Dude. If Rick doesn't, what happened?
Rick has kids, man. We were smart, Paulie. We didn't have kids. Right. So he's got to deal with that.
Yeah.
He's stuck. They got bedtime.
So maybe this is the new, I'm your new co-host. I mean, I literally live like 2 blocks away. This could be it. Maybe you're setting me up.
Picture right over Rick's.
Where's his picture?
Right there. Put a sticker over it.
A sticker.
Be hilarious.
So how do we start this? So you start it with what?
Comedy Store podcast? Sure, Comedy Store podcast, but we usually kamikaze it. Like, we just get into it.
Okay, but you don't do a setup for it?
No, that's so not Comedy Store to set it up and put it together properly.
That makes sense. Well, why don't I set it up?
Okay.
So we're here in the studio at the Comedy Store. My name is Pauly Shore. Eleanor Kerrigan.
Hi, Eleanor Kerrigan.
And we got Kelly Myers.
Hello, Kelly Ryan.
And we got Rick Ingram. Ryan. Oh, wait, Rick's not here.
Ingram's not here. I'm not the co-host. I'm not her co-host. Usually Rick's here, but Brian was texting me.
We do guest co-host a lot, though, because sometimes Rick's on the road, sometimes I'm on the road.
Oh, so we
do
mix it in. Weird.
No, it's not weird to the audience. They've seen a couple guest hosts. I've had Brian Holtzman, which was pretty interesting.
Okay, so people flip-flop. So it's a rotating.
Yeah.
If we're rotating, where the fuck's my photo then?
Dude, we're gonna have to do.
Brian, we should, right? can you Chiron it in? Yeah.
We're gonna have like a bunch of different pictures come up and then it goes to me and Rick.
So we're basically here because Kelly Ryan.
Yes.
She just got passed as a paid regular.
How long has it been now?
When did I get past? June?
Yeah. Don't pretend like you didn't remember.
Well, because I was thinking about where I was. I was in Austin in June.
Oh,
and
wow.
She had to call me.
So when I was on the road. SOS was like a blimp or something that came over Austin?
It was a phone call. I was in Forever 21.
Were you working at the Comedy Store South? I mean, the mothership?
No, I was at Kep City.
Oh,
which is a lovely club.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I would like to be snarky to her.
I want you to.
I would like to be.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I would like to be, but I've seen her set and she's very funny.
Oh, she's hilarious. Yeah, that's why you can be snarky with her because she can take it.
I know, but I've seen so much comedy my whole life, you know, running around upstairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these people come on stage and then I'm just like, oh, like that. And then I saw her and she's funny. She's, you know,
thanks.
Great.
Or like you see people get passed and you're like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What pills were they on that day, you know?
So how long you been doing stand-up for?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to say because hitting the ground all in, probably about 7 years.
Yeah.
But I technically did my first set in high school. Okay. So that was when I was 17. So 13
yeah.
wow. years ago.
And then yeah, and then you were talking about your sister works at Jones Cafe
yeah.
on 3rd Street. So I yeah. see her.
Yeah.
And then she told me that you're dating or married to.
Yeah, I'm dating Bruce Gray.
Yeah. yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Oh,
no.
I was just saying Mazel. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't mean I to say it
Bruce
in that way.
Oh, no. No. Heavens, no.
So,
no.
So did, so when
Bruce
you got,
funny too.
Yeah. When you got passed as a paid regular, were you working the door? Were you working the phones?
So
like, how did that happen? Because yeah. I never saw you really. You yeah. know, out front. You know.
So Adam put me in development in 2019. And then, you know, the pandemic happened.
Right.
And then over the pandemic, I moved to Vancouver, Washington, just to save some money. Mm. And then I moved back. And then, you know, Emily was here and I had to kind of.
But you never worked the door or the phones or any of that
no.
shit. That's
he
for Renee Lancaster.
yeah.
The Slayer. We call him
Renee's
Slayer.
Keeping
Slayer.
That.
Slayer.
Yeah. Keeping
no, I had
that
a tech position.
He's the, Renee's
job.
The white version of Doc.
He's our new Doc. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Renee always says to me, he's like, when am I going to come? Why can I open for you? I'm like, when, you know, I don't know. Maybe fucking don't keep opening for the, keep doing the Johnny Manziel fucking joke that you've done for 17 years, bro.
Renee, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
I know a lot of comics listen to this because they want to hear if they get talked about.
Yeah, the thing is, Renee's funnier off stage.
Renee's.
He's fucking wow. hilarious. What? I'm just saying.
No, I believe you.
He's
I believe you.
He's fucking hilarious off stage. So I think maybe
he
it's
is
time
funny
for him to go. What? Ray,
I'll
you gotta
you
fucking go, dude. Become an actor. You're a funny actor than a comedian.
I'll tell you, and I always tell
and
Renee.
And he is very funny. Very
I
funny.
Tell a lot of the comics this, is that, and I don't know if you remember this, but like your mom, which Mitzi Shore would come in,
yeah.
and she would say, I want to see all the staff. And she would make the staff showcase over and over again.
Kind of like Hamas, you know, you just bring them all out naked.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Hamas,
like a firing range.
They would go running. They would go
naked,
running
yeah.
because they would be so scared to get in front of her. And then she, if she didn't see development,
yeah.
she got rid of you.
Damn.
Yeah, she would
have. So we
yeah,
didn't have door guys
yeah.
for that extensive
yeah.
amount of time
yeah.
or door people because she was smart. And if
yeah.
you don't develop, like, mm-hmm. whereas what I think Paul is saying is that Renee's stuck.
Renee's stuck. Yeah,
he's in the matrix.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, he's got to go and he's got to hit the road
or something.
Move to Austin.
Anything.
I would move to Austin.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
but
idea.
But then Adam's
yeah.
not going to hire him there either. So anyways, so I would just maybe go
We've
back
reached
home.
We've reached a dead end.
But sorry, I would change
City.
from your beautiful, you know, knighting you here at the Comedy Store to Renee's Lancaster.
I love
Not cool, bro.
We're proud of you. Renee, not so much, but yeah. we are proud of you.
Renee, though, is the
Renee's
king
great.
Of the naughty pig down the street.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Well, that's probably why he's fucking
Hilarious.
Hasn't written any jokes mm-hmm. in the last mm-hmm. so fucking times.
He's crushing over there.
Is it a
what's
the
naughty pig?
Pig?
Is that a stand-up spot?
Oh no! It's
a bar,
just a bar. Yeah. yeah.
So he just holds court.
He anytime anyone wants to go anywhere, he's like naughty pig.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
I like
this. Were you looking here to take my picture? No, because I seen you standing over there, and I thought you wanted to take my picture. I mean, you wanted to take a picture, right? With the famous face? Is that what you wanted to do, take a picture,
it's
right?
It's the famous uh-huh. face of fame, the international
How
famous
funny
face
is
of
he?
Fame. Do you know Andrew Dice Clay?
I don't
okay.
know him personally,
okay.
but I obviously know of him.
She went on stage with him at the Wiltern about 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun.
Sick, dude.
What a cool club.
Yeah.
What a cool theater
yeah.
to work.
Amazing. Yeah, but you have a hard job.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's no opener.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. You got a hard... No, she's got a hard job. It's like fucking...
It's like getting punched in
the
face.
Fucking
you know,
ring.
You're just like, hey, what's up, guys? Oh, yeah, Andrew will be out here in a second. You know, and
yeah, but you powered through it.
But sometimes yeah. you come out and, like, as a woman, they're like, oh, is this a sacrifice? You know,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
have his cadence a little bit. You
well,
have
yeah,
a little
just
bit of
the toughness.
Yeah,
yeah, you gotta...
Yeah.
You gotta, like... Because they do heckle. Like somebody said, somebody was like, there's no way people still yell, show me your tits. And I'm like, they fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it happened that night.
Probably.
And I was like, it's a dice crap. They're
yeah.
from a while ago.
Yeah.
So they still say dumb stuff just to try yeah. to throw you off.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's kind of funny.
So you and your sister, so when did you decide to, so when did you decide to start doing stand up?
I started. Senior year. So when I was 17, I did.
And what made you, who was the comic
Ooh,
that
yeah.
you looked up to? Was it Roseanne? Was it Ellen? Was it, you know?
Was it me?
No, but it was, you know.
You came later in life. I was like, Eleanor is the coolest person ever. Oh. There was some bringer show I was on where you were doing an actual spot. Oh. It was a Tammy Joe show.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of Tammy Joe.
Yeah. And I remember watching Eleanor and being like, holy fuck. And then I saw you. Where did I see you? This was like years ago, but I saw you in my neighborhood at one point, and I came up to you. We were here at the store, and I was like, hey, I saw you. Like, I was so nervous. And I was like, I saw you in my neighborhood. And you go, okay. And I go, yeah. And I just, you know, I thought that was crazy. What were the odds? And you're like, all right. And then you walked away, and I looked at Bruce. I go, she hates me. She hates me. He's like, well, what do you expect someone to say to you when you just say you saw them?
That's so funny.
He was like, did you say hi? I go, no. Just humiliating.
I don't even remember it, so I love that.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being old. So who did you look up to? Who did you...
Obviously, Joan Rivers I watched over and over again.
Great.
And I had a computer in my room that I was glued to, and my parents...
Oh.
They were like, you know, I would only come down for dinner. But I watched a lot of Joan Rivers, a lot of Sarah Silverman.
Oh, I love Sarah.
You know, there was... Jim Jeffries, which was, and then I had a Ricky Gervais moment where I was like, oh, like maybe I'm an atheist, you know. I had that moment, and I
said
just
that, grasping.
Anything to be like, oh, maybe I could reinvent myself and whatever. And my parents were like, I don't, did, you know, they love stand up too.
So they were
always playing Jim Gaffigan, Brian Regan.
That's
we
great.
All love Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, like, she's excellent.
Yeah. So it's funny to like. I mean, my whole family.
And then, what about your sister? She's not a stand-up.
No, but she is TikTok famous, she's very funny. Yeah, she does
videos sketches,
in her car,
which is hysterical.
She does sketches.
She does
so funny.
Stand-up, and then this one's sketches, but they're both like equally hilarious.
Thanks. Yeah. She's great. She's
she'll be doing stand-up in a year.
Yeah, she's done stand-up before, and she did well. But she's just like
Is she making money off of the TikTok?
Yeah, she's making some money.
Is she on OnlyFans?
No. We don't. Allie and I are a different brand, I think, than the OnlyFans crowd.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Why not?
OnlyFans
is everybody. Elderly fans. I'm on there.
Elderly fans.
I don't know. It makes me feel. It just makes me feel
Have you
weird.
Been on OnlyFans lately?
No.
Have you ever been on OnlyFans?
No.
Have you ever been on OnlyFans?
No. I did my friend Karen Freehand's podcast, and it's called Only Freehands, because she got big on OnlyFans.
I don't know if you know her. Very funny comic from New York. Some people really, really well.
Yeah. She crushes it. But she owns it. She don't give a shit. And then her podcast is called Only Freehands.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is this me on OnlyFans?
So, okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you're a paid regular here at the store. Congratulations.
Love this.
Thank you, Hazel.
Are you featuring for people? You headlining? Yeah. Who are you featuring for?
I feature for Anthony Jeselnik.
Okay.
Great.
So, cool. So I'm going to be with him all next year. I'm so excited.
All next year?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. So he's doing theaters all over the world, country, what?
Yeah. So like the next part until the end of April is all still United States type stuff. And then I believe the plan is to go... Europe, Australia. Those are the two. It depends on a few things, but it's, I mean, as far as everything looks, we're good to go.
Congrats. That's excited. Great.
Yeah.
Because it is so important to go on the road.
Are you going
to
sell his merch and stuff?
No, he has like a QR code that he does.
But you got to be out there slaying merch.
That's when you work for Paulie.
No, everyone does it.
He
really? I never had to do it.
He does merch. He's a very doesn't really go out to the people type of guy.
Got it.
So it's very like.
Yeah, you make good money on your merch. Like his merch sells like hotcakes.
It's great. For me, it's just about touching the people, high-fiving them, taking pictures with them. Stuff like that.
When I think I do my own headlining shows, I do the meet and greets after every single time. I try to.
Yeah, I taught Jetski how to do it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So when I was on the road, she was doing it for me for a while, and she learned the process, and Frank Castillo and all these guys, and they learned it.
And now she's doing
it. Jesus, all these guys that opened for me, and now they do it. So like a lot of guys, like I'll tell Edgar, you know, Edgar, it's like, dude, you got to sell merch, and he's like the worst.
I'm the worst. Yeah. I'm with him. I'm terrible at it.
But you have to do it because you have to understand people are paying to see you. They want to take a picture. They want to be around you.
Oh, I do all that. I just don't have merch to sell.
You can sell your own merch.
I got to figure something out.
Yeah, you can sell your own merch.
I'm in the process of making it right now. Yeah. And it's just like, but I know that I'm going to do the QR code because I can't be carrying shit around.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm at the point where the people that feature for me are like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Well, then they can't feature for you.
So the QR, they just download it and
they tell send it
how old
to you,
I am.
Right?
Oh, okay.
The QR code.
So they can't feel the material
and
find out if it's good.
I ship the boxes. Uh-huh. I'm old school.
Yeah.
Because you want to take a picture, you want to sign the shirt right there and take a picture.
Yeah. I'm fine with doing like something small I'm going to carry, like either a koozie or like stickers or wine bottle opener, whatever. That's fine, but I can't carry t-shirts.
So featuring for Jeselnik, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really great. Yeah. And then how is it going to be 20, 25 minutes?
It's 25 if there are two shows. And then if there's one show, I do 30.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really fun. His crowds are so good
dark and
smart. And they're just, I like, there's certain material where I'm like, I don't even like doing this in front of you guys anymore because I think, like, it's stuff that's more body image related. And I'm just like, you're not having as much fun with this as all the other stuff that I like to do.
Yeah.
So I don't need to do this in front of you. Like, when I was featuring, at the start of the year, I did a round with Bert Kreischer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, the material that I did for his group, so different than what I'm doing for Anthony. Because they're there to party
Too
and
different,
have a good
but
time.
That's how you got to learn to work for Craig. You got to read the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And read the room, feel what's there.
Yeah.
And you work a lot at the Comedy Cellar.
In New York. Yeah.
How's that?
I love it. But again, you got to read the crowd.
Yeah, sure. It's different,
I mean, the original room here is pretty close in that we have so many tourists. Because some nights, I remember a night, every comic is bombing hard. And I'm going, what the fuck? So I just started talking to the audience.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are you guys from? And they're like, Gibraltar. I'm like, The Rock? What? I don't even know what that is. That's a real place.
What did you just say to me?
And then the other person was like, oh, Norway. Like, it's all tourists. So they don't know what the fuck we're talking about. They're just waiting for Pauly or a Dice or a celebrity.
So anything else besides stand-up? Because it's a different business now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about stand-up.
Are you
directing? Are you editing? Are you shooting?
Yeah.
Do you want to act?
So
do you want to model?
Not a model gal.
Could do hands.
No, but because like it's the whole kit. It's the whole kit and caboodle. Or some people aren't interested in doing a lot of different things.
You have to have a triple threat now.
Yeah.
Before it was like a bonus. Now it's like you better.
Yeah.
And you have your own podcast too.
Yeah, I have a podcast with my sister.
Oh, with your sister.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's that called?
Night Coop. Yeah, and there's a bunch of segments. They're all
rotating guests.
No, it's just the two of us.
Oh,
and we're
boring. I'm kidding.
we have fun. We do good, and the people that love us really love us. The people that hate us hate us.
Oh, I love
that. Just like these
two. Don't you love haters?
Oh, it's so funny. It used to really get under my skin, and then I was like, wait a second.
Oh.
Like, you need it to be, it needs to be provocative, you know?
Sure.
And like, you know, people, because you go to other people's pages, and you're like, man, everyone seems so positive, and whatever, and
they
then
delete
the negative.
That's got to be what it is.
So you got your podcast. What else?
Yeah, and then
do you have an agent? Do you have an agent?
I have an agent.
And they send you out for scripted stuff. You like go straight to tape, and you send the tape in.
Yeah. So I have
like back in the day, I'd be like, I'm auditioning for Ally McBeal.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I got an audition. I got to be on tape, like that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I did that. I've been doing that. I do a little. I like voiceover acting more than regular acting. Okay. Just because it's more relaxed. And then I can be as like...
Interesting. You do have a good voice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. And so I
like it.
And then my brother and I, my brother's a screenwriter and director. Oh. So
nice.
He and I wrote
the whole family.
Yeah.
You guys are like the Baldwins.
Yeah.
You got like a whole thing happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
are you guys from?
Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. East Coast.
Damn,
for
I wish my family did that. My family's
lazy.
So, you
got a sister who's a TikToker. Yeah. You got a brother, director, producer.
Yeah.
That's I got great. A brother.
You got
that's
your
an
boyfriend.
Alcoholic.
The boyfriend. The boyfriend's a stand up.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys spend the holidays together?
We went to, so Bruce is from Bakersfield. So, we went there for a couple of days.
That's so perfect.
He's just,
he looks Bakersfield.
He's Bakersfield. So, what's so funny is when I was younger, I was like, you know what I want to marry grown up? What I want to date?
A farmer from Bakersfield.
I want to date a blonde, blue eyed guy from California. And that's what I got. But
there
in a
go.
Very different way, you know, because when you're in Connecticut,
sure.
you're like a surfer guy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I just met a farm
Bakersfield.
Guy. Bakersfield.
You look like the Earl Skankel type.
Wow. Her boobs aren't that big.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you got the brother that's the director
Skankel.
And the writer.
Skankel. I can't.
Go on. Brother that's the director and writer.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
then,
what type of stuff is he doing?
So he, we just wrote a movie, and we're gonna start pitching it this year to like inline producers and whatnot. Very excited about that. It's
proud
a horror.
Of it.
We love he
horror. Did you say?
Yeah, it's a horror
yeah,
movie.
Oh yeah, my niece is into that.
Yeah, and he put out a short film, a horror movie, just like a month ago. It's called Chimera, and it's really good. It's like a sci-fi horror movie.
Wow.
And, I mean, he is so good. Mm. But I don't know shit about directing. It's like, I don't know how to... If he came to me and was like, hey, I want to do stand-up, I'd be like, I know how to do that.
Right.
I have no clue how you get into directing.
Same.
I have none.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, you can direct little shorts and stuff like
that's
that,
exactly.
but that's if you know how to...
Yeah.
Put things together.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to know how to put things together as a
yeah.
director. Maybe, oh, this looks better there. This, if you do it this way, this is better.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, yeah, just do it. I'm an idiot. So
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to direct.
Yeah. And the shitty part about like film and things in film is that it's so much money. Like everything
yeah.
around it is so much money. So it's like, hopefully we can get this in front of the right people and I have a good team and I'm sure they're going to send
yeah.
it where it needs to go. But
you want to be like little baby Esther Pazinski?
Oh, Pavitsky.
What do you mean? Like wearing crop tops?
No, she's starring in a movie.
I do
want to
be like that.
She's starring in a movie.
Esther has her own movie. Esther
yeah.
stars in a lot
yeah.
of shows.
Yeah,
I watched a great sitcom with Esther on it. I was stuck on a plane and I couldn't sleep, which is a rarity.
Yeah.
I'm always asleep on the plane. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so it was like a new show. And I watched it. And I saw Esther and I watched like three episodes. She was great.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was called. I was just like, is Esther in this scene? Like,
yeah, but Esther's done great.
Yeah,
she
kills it.
Yeah,
she
does. She's someone that, I don't want to tell you who to like, but
yeah,
I'm just saying
sure.
she's done well.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
With the comedy, with the acting
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
you got
to.
I definitely want to be known much like stand-up. Like, that's the
sure.
the peak of it.
Are you good at business? Because I'm not. That's why nobody knows me.
I'm okay at marketing
because
that was
that's
my
a big
job
one. Oh.
before this. Like, before I quit my day job in July.
Oh, okay.
I had been doing it all up until that point.
Was the goal to get in the store? Like, was that your goal? Or were you going everywhere? Or you didn't care? You just want to work?
You know, it was always a goal of mine, but it wasn't the goal.
Okay.
Once it was because I knew that if I obsessed over it, that I was
it won't,
going,
yeah.
It won't. And I also, like, there was a round of people in, like, May or April, whenever Bruce got passed. And I wasn't in that group to showcase.
Right.
And where's this relationship going?
Hopefully to the
altar,
to the moon.
Yeah,
that's sick.
Will you get married here at the store?
That's a great thing about the store, right?
Something is gonna be here.
Isn't Randall dating? I'm allowed to say. I don't know what the fuck it.
I love it. Say the wrong.
Are people allowed to date here still?
Well, one of my favorite things that Mitzi would do was also like when the comics would date and they would break up and then all of a sudden they, I hate that person, I hate this person. Mitzi would make them follow each other. In the lineup for like a year.
Yeah.
And I remember like the comics, but I fucking hate her. Or, you know, I fucking hate him. Like they would lose it. Or even if a comic fought, like had an argument, like whatever, she would make them follow each other to get over it.
So funny.
So funny.
You dated Dice.
I make a lot of mistakes. Are we going to bring them all up? Or?
Who else did you date?
No, Dice is my second ex-fiance. He doesn't like being second, but he is. And, before that, the only other comic was Jason Hartz. You remember Jason?
I think, yeah.
He has a book out right now. Yeah. He sent it to me. I got your book. Calm down, Jason. Wow. He used to go on the tour with Paulie. I mean, he used to go on the road with you.
Oh, Jason Hartz. Yeah, the little Jewish kid. Yeah. The little, right? He's adorable. He worked for my mom.
Yes. Mitzi called him the Penny because if she asked him to do something.
God, what a nice kid he was.
The nicest. And he just wrote a book and it's awesome. He just sent it to me.
What's the book about?
Heart's Way or Heart's Don't Get Mad. Oh, fuck. He's gonna kill me.
What's it about? Is it about his life?
Business, yeah. Business life from here to what he does now.
What does he do now?
From when he worked here to what he does now.
What does he do now?
That's a great question. I love you, Jace. Sorry, buddy. But the book is supposed to be really good. He's going to fucking kill me. I was going to have him on. Mitzi called him the Penny because she'd go, hey, he'd check out, clock out.
Yeah.
And then she'd go upstairs and get me this. And he'd go right back and clock in and go upstairs and get it. And then she called him the Penny because he was, God forbid, he didn't get his fucking pennies.
Yeah.
Right.
It's funny. I love an ongoing bit like that.
Yeah. But he was an idiot. Like when he was her runner,
he was the worst runner. Yeah, he was her worst runner.
God love him. It's probably in the book if I read it. But he would, one time he kept her like on a hill in the Comedy Store van because he had to drop off headshots to his agent. And so he's got Mitzi Shore on a fucking incline. I go, what are you doing, man? He's like, I got to do it. And I go, did you clock out?
Funny.
Yeah. So read the book, Jason Hartz's book.
Maybe.
He's going to come on. I'm going to do his podcast, too, to do it.
You'll make this right.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Everybody. And
some of them work. Some of them don't. Ours is great because we have rotating co-hosts. So.
Yeah.
People love ours because they never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to work here because you had a regular job, a real job where you made.
My parents are
now
also
they make more money.
Very nervous for me always. And they were. So they're like.
Connecticut.
They're like, look, we can't have you working till 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Everything's we. There's no where it's where that's the very Italian part of the family.
Yeah.
It's we. Always. And so when I was like, because Adam asked me if I wanted a job here, and I was like, I don't think I can. And my dad was like, that's right. Because my dad's from Texas. So he's like, that's right. We will not be working till 2 in the morning. I'm like, okay.
But comedy goes sometimes.
Don't need to know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as they're
unaware. I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, they won't.
Hope the Ryans are at home not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that because my mom, I'd be like, oh, I'm working as a waitress. Oh, that's great. You know, exciting.
Yeah.
The bar was set really low in our house. So anything was better. And then now she goes, this is a terrible life you've chosen. That's her favorite thing to say to me. She said it to me an hour ago. I'm like, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. I got to go do a podcast. What is that?
Yeah, if I tell my parents that I have a show every night this week, they're like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, they'll freak out.
Oh my God.
How do you do it?
How are you going to rest? I'm like, it's 15. I should be okay. Yeah. I have the whole day to prepare for this 15 minutes. If I can't do that, I'm fucked. I mean, I don't know. I look at my sister and I'm like, how do I do what I do? How the fuck do you talk to customers? Like, how do you talk to customers in a way that is not how we do on stage?
Yeah.
How are you not able to swear at the
That's
people
the beauty of that working she, paying here. She you gave
me,
do it.
Yeah. She gave me a baguette recently.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
A,
she saw me look at it. Because I was like, what the fuck is that?
So she just randomly was like...
Well, no, I ordered my food. I had my food. But then we started talking, became friendly with each other. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of talking about her and Bruce and the store and blah, blah, blah. And I saw these baguettes. They just made them on
oh, yeah.
at the Jones.
They're great.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck is that? She goes, oh, those are baguettes. She goes, you want one? I'm like, I guess. And she gave me a baguette with some cheese and cheese
oh, yeah.
and the ham.
Oh, the Facel.
Yeah.
The Facel. Our little, so I have
so
a
So cute.
Have
the little
chihuahua.
Baby ones, right?
He ate a whole Facel.
Yeah.
No.
He ate a whole Facel. Yeah.
I know. I've seen the chihuahua.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a little jerk, and I love him very much. I love having a mean dog. I love it. I don't want a nice, like a fucking, like a golden doodle that loves everybody. I don't like that.
My friend had a dog named Mickey Mouse that bit everybody that came in the house. Every single person that came in. I was like, I fucking hate this dog. All right. And they were like, yeah, but we love her.
Yeah. Yeah. He won't bite. He's just rude.
Yeah.
And he hates other dogs.
Like, you don't take him to the dog park?
We take Can't. Him to the dog park and he's a loner. Mm. And he oh. just walks around, paroles. When we adopted him, his name was Superintendent.
Huh.
Because they were like, he just walks around and paroles the whole area.
Hilarious. So he doesn't play and hump on the dogs?
No.
Huh.
No, he's very shy in that way.
And he's how big?
He's like 9 pounds.
Oh, he's a little
he's
baby.
He's half chihuahua, Aww. Half minpin.
Yeah.
Do you have dogs still?
I do. I have my dog.
Who?
Buster.
Buster.
What kind of dog?
He's a lab chow husky.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a great lab chow dog. Husky. Yeah.
He's
what was
really
Archie?
Funny. Lab Chow Husky.
Same?
I'm a tiger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two yeah. Lab Chow Huskies.
No, he was a lab chow. But yeah, I love my dog.
Oh, I don't know what dog. I would do with a, he like, yeah. it makes, whenever like I start feeling stupid about comedy or like, you know, when like your emotions, you're like, why am I getting so emotional over this dumb fucking thing? And then I look at him and I'm like, who gives a shit? Who cares?
I
can move to Montana yeah. with you.
I Aww. Feel kind of bad for dogs in a way because if you think about it, they can't speak.
Right.
They can't feed themselves. So yeah. they kind of like have Alzheimer's.
Mm.
I mean, don't you think?
Well, we domesticated because, like, them, so that's why they can't do anything.
No, but
we
they
ruined
can't.
Them.
No, but you're basically, I mean, I've, you know, people have taken care of sick people before. We all
yeah.
know that. And when you take care of a sick person, they can't speak, they can't feed themselves. That's like your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine not taking care of your dog. Your dog wouldn't be like, yo, I got a sandwich. I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
They
you have to care about something besides yourself when you have a dog.
But you have
it
to also
you.
Take care
yeah.
of it. Yeah, it forces
yeah.
you. You have to take care of your dog. And then you have to take your dog out.
Yeah,
that's why I don't have a dog.
Not out.
I have no responsibility whatsoever.
Yes.
I'm the worst. I have literally nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
I can't have a dog. But when I go to Philly, everybody has a dog. So my sister has a dog.
So
you know, my brothers
see the
have
dogs.
A dog. So it's constant dogs. My nieces yeah. came over with, they have a sheepy poodle-ish.
Mm-hmm.
No, doodle. Doodle sheep. Something
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Doodle
curly.
Sheep.
I can't. It's the cutest dog. I'm like, holy shit. And yeah. he just jumps up to here.
Oh, yeah.
He's big. And he's just the greatest dog, the sweet. So I go crazy from them.
Yeah.
And I miss them when I leave. And then yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I should probably get one. And I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah.
And the cool part about dogs now is that they pretty much can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one's ever like, oh, you can't bring your dog.
You can't
in
go
there.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah,
remember when
Everywhere,
you couldn't have
yeah,
dogs?
Back in the
yeah.
day.
I
recently did go to a Chinese restaurant and they didn't allow the dog. And I know it's a stupid joke, but the fact is, it's like, why the fuck you think you guys out
They're
of all the people
They're
would
gonna
allow
know.
A dog in, but you know, you have to show them your, you know, because you have to carry their emotional support
oh, yeah.
Letter from the doctor.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one.
I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
How much
one.
You pay for that?
$150.
I knew it.
Yeah.
None of them are real.
But I got a regular service animal one.
Uh-huh.
I it was $150. I think the emotional support was $60. And I was like, if I'm going to do it, let's do it. You know?
And then when you're on the road or Bruce is on the road and you're not around, who watches the dog?
Do you bring the dog?
So we've brought the dog before. And he's fine. I mean, he's so small. So it's like, oh, whatever. Yeah. It's more of just like, you know, we had to bring him in like the green room and like, it's just, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I don't want it to be a thing. And I know that certain people will bring their dogs everywhere and make people hold their dogs and watch their dogs and whatever.
Wow, that's very specific, but yeah.
But yeah. And,
Facts.
Yeah. And I never want to be like that.
Okay.
Because some people like dogs, but they don't love dogs.
Mm. Right.
And my dog gives a lot of kisses. Like he's, when he likes you, he's obsessed with you. And it's like, some people don't want that.
Yeah.
Some people want to be able to go to the bar without whining and whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So, or barked at.
Yeah. But he, typically, Allie will watch him. Allie's fine with watching him. Or like my parents love him because their dog passed away over the summer. So they're like, look, if you need to bring him down, it's fine. Because they moved to Irvine.
Oh, okay. So, oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we saw them.
Now you have somebody close to watch him.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Who's Bruce going to open for now that you're opening for Jeselnik? He's got to go out with a female comedian, Eleanor.
Well, yeah, let's do it, Bruce. Say, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, he would. I mean,
Bruce
he
crushes.
He thinks you're so funny. You know? I think he's great.
He's got to hit the road now, too.
Yeah.
It's time, right?
He does go out, doesn't he? Or?
He does, like, one-off type things.
Got it. Okay.
But in terms of, like, one person being like, I'm going to take you to show you the ropes. And
I took Cooper to Appleton.
How was that?
It's funny.
I like Cooper. So he's old school looking.
Good, yeah. He is.
I don't know his. Yeah. I haven't seen him on stage, but I love his look.
I have known Cooper since open mics.
Really?
And Cooper has always been so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And fun. And just, I like how he. I like how he talks to other comedians. He is can be so brutal to other people. And just direct and just, I feel like there's so much fakeness. And for a guy who's from LA to be
He's
from Burbank, I think. To be so direct and blunt
I love
and
his
whatever.
Bushy eyebrows.
He definitely stands like an old school comic on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has that kind of posture and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, he's
a great comic. Yeah, he did great.
Oh, I got to check him out.
He's dark.
I hear people talk about who they like and who they don't, you know, who's good and who, you know, because of the cattiness of working here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you always trash everybody. I mean, shit, we did it for years, but we did it like, because I wasn't a comic when I worked here. So it was like always, especially the waitresses, like, ugh, this one again.
Yeah.
He's going to try to feel me up and then he's going to go on stage and bomb and we're supposed to get excited.
Like, we were
so mean to people. But it was, I mean, because it was our, you know, just every night, but you guys are seeing each other every night.
Oh, yeah.
So you know who you crushes.
Cooper is...
And who's a one-off.
And there are the one-offs, and it's...
And then you and Bruce live together?
Yeah. And then Allie also lives with us.
Fuck, that's like a whole thing. It's cool. It's awesome because my friend Jason lives with his wife. Obviously, they're married, but they also then go to work together.
Oh.
So that's what you guys do.
Yeah.
No, you guys are, you're
but
at
as
home
a comic,
and then you go.
Yeah, it's a little easier.
But no, this is a family place. So it's like, you're here with him here, you're here with, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's good because it's like, you know, when I'm out, like on the road, like obviously, like it sucks being away. Mm. When I come back, we are still like, we are together a lot. We get to be together a lot.
Well, you love each other, not just as boyfriend and girlfriend, as friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the most important. And we respect each other's other comedy.
Yeah.
Which I feel like—
It's very important.
Very important.
If one's not funny—
Ugh.
And the other is.
And they always assume that the chick is not going to be funny, but I've dated some dudes that were just not funny.
I get it.
It's like just, who?
I dated...
Give me the list.
I dated this guy in Orange County. Ooh, this is actually a good story.
I love it.
Okay, so... and this was my first time coming to the Comedy Store.
Okay.
In 2016, because I had moved out here in 2016. And first time coming here... And I was with a guy that I had been dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the patio. And he was like, hey, I got invited to go to the back. Like
Sacred
Ground. He was like, I got invited to go to Sacred Ground. So can you wait here? I'm going to go back there. Okay. So
he
goes back there. So I'm sitting and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know. I, like, what do I do? I don't know anybody, whatever.
Right.
Jaron Horton sees me, comes over, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just chilling. He goes, are you a comic? And I was like, yeah, but I just moved here. And he's like, you here alone? I go, no, not really. And he was like, oh. He's like, well, you smoke weed? I go, yeah. He goes, you want to go to the back?
Again, right?
And I go, yeah, I'd love to go to the back.
So it's legal here, guys.
I go to the back.
Relax.
I go to the back. I walk back with him, and my boyfriend is looking at me, and he's like, how the hell did you get back here? And he goes, who?
I just met somebody. Bye, buddy.
I go, oh, I met him. And Jaron's like, what's up, dude? And he's like, what's up, dude? Like, they're like looking at each other, and because I didn't mention to Jaron that I was just a 23-year-old girl hanging out on the patio, willing to smoke some weed. Oopsies, whatever. So I go back there. He's fuming, blah, blah, blah. I get past my first spot as a paid regular. I'm following Jaron Horton.
Isn't what about the other dude?
Beautiful little bow.
That's a beautiful bow, but what about
what?
The other dude?
He
not passed?
Not passed. Hasn't been here in years.
Went to sacred ground, but not passed, huh?
Hate to see it happen.
That's great.
Yeah.
It is mean, though. We get mean. Like, once you get passed, you're like, oh, I made it.
Well, it's also like to anybody who made you feel like you were never going to.
Yeah.
It's like, because he would always say, you're not going to be a store comic. Like, he would say that to me.
The main thing is that she, you, me, we found something that gets us out of bed.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people that don't have that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You meet people all the time.
Yeah.
You know, she was the server here. That's when I knew her. Mm-hmm. You know, when she was running around like all these girls. And then 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
You decided about stand-up.
16. I'm 16 years into stand-up.
So
She's
like one day, like, I'm going to do stand-up. So it's like—
mental illness.
But the other word for it. I assume it's something that's been in you for a long— well, you're an actress.
No, I was an actress.
Yeah, you're an actress.
In all honesty, it was like after Freddie Soto passed.
Yeah.
And Freddie would always— this comic that I was very close with, Paulie as well. But he passed away very young, but he would constantly be like, dude, you're fucking up. Why aren't you doing stand-up?
Right, right.
And there was a few other comics. Rogan used to do it too. Like, why aren't you on stage?
Yeah.
You know, you're holding court in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Which, what the fuck are you doing?
It's very rare, too, that stand-ups will tell an actress to do stand-up because
Well, Kirk Fox was that, too.
I remember when Kirk started. He was terrific.
Yeah. If someone—
I mean, he still is, but
if a comedian says you should do stand-up, that is like, because comedians are competitive. So like, when people stop doing stand-up, people are like, I don't give a shit, whatever. But for someone to be like, no, put your name into the mix, like, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
But yeah, like, that's the thing about, people ask me all the time, they're like, I'm thinking about getting into stand-up and I'm like, yo, unless it's not a way, it's not a job, it's not a hobby, it's a way of life.
Absolutely.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
it's different.
Him with bodybuilding. You know, you see him, he's always out there, he's 70-something, 80, and you see him in every video, he's doing that.
Yeah.
It's a way of life. So stand-up comedy, I've been doing it longer than anyone here.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Over 30-something years, and I still am like always out there doing it
because
it's
working,
in me and it's
always,
like this.
Yeah.
And it's like that, so we're lucky.
Yeah,
we're very lucky because a lot of people don't have that thing that gets them out of bed.
Absolutely.
And
I'm grateful for it, for sure.
Oh, me too.
And then it gets me back in bed after a certain set. Where you're just cuddled, you're in the fetal position.
I will flee a scene like nobody's business. It blows my mind when people can hang out and be like,
after
nothing
a bad
ever
show,
happened.
After,
oh,
and they're like,
God.
Hi, how are you? I'm like, you should be in a noose. You should be, no, I'm just kidding. But we get like that.
Yeah.
We also get very down.
Yeah.
We get up for it, but we get very down.
Yeah.
And which is amazing. Do you have an album out or anything?
I have like sets that are, everyone's taping things now.
Of course. It's not awful.
It sucks because it's like the, I got one of the, I haven't even watched it, my JFL tape this year.
Okay.
I haven't even watched it because the audience wasn't mic'd.
Oh, right.
So every single person, everybody's, sounds like they're not doing well.
Right.
And it's just like, I wish I could have just gone and done JFL, had a good set, and no one would have ever heard of it ever again. I don't need the clip to go viral. I don't need that. It makes me happy for 1 second, and then it's done.
Yeah, and what's your writing process?
Ooh.
A lot of it is I'll be in the car or I have to be somewhere by myself and I put on voice recorder and I just talk. If I write it down, and then once I do that, then I will put it to paper and then I'll write.
So you do audio voice and then you listen to it?
Yeah, and then I listen to it.
And what about you?
I kind of think of, like, we as comics. I'll type it in my phone.
The difference between us and people is that we as comics and people as people, they see things and we all laugh at things, mm-hmm. but we write them down.
Immediately. If I'm like, this is the premise, whatever. Yeah. I might not write the full joke for it, but I'll write like the premise. I want to decide on this. Then I'll think on it. Then I'll go on stage.
But where do you put it? On a piece of paper?
It depends on where. If I'm at home and I have paper and pen, I'll do it. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I do the paper and pen. Mm. If I'm outside and I don't have anything, I'll just type it into my notes.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I go back into my notes and go, hey, what was that thing I was thinking about? Mm-hmm. And then I just write points, and then I'll either, like, if I have to look something up to see what the stats are on this or whatever, then I'll do that. But my favorite thing to do is, like, roughly put it on stage, mm-hmm. obviously, when just a workout.
Yeah.
And then listen again and then put tags on it.
Listen to your set on stage.
Listen to my set. I just record it on my phone, not you know.
Just so you can hear it.
Yeah. Just audio.
Do you like hearing yourself?
No, I hate it. Sometimes I'm running and I'm listening to myself and I got to stop. Fucking, I take it out. You just see me on the side of the road, like crying, cutting.
You know what I do, which I think is, you guys have your version. I think my version's better.
I like this.
It's simpler.
Okay.
So you get your phone, you get your WhatsApp, mm-hmm. and you do audio.
Yeah.
And you go audio to text.
Oh.
So, yeah, you audio the text. Watch, check this out. Watch this. Okay. So you go, Jim Smith is running down the street the other day because he saw his dog and his dog pooped in the fucking yard. And if you say that, it goes on text.
Yeah.
And then you save the text. And then what you do is you put that on a Word document and then you organize it that way. And then, because you can cut and paste the text from WhatsApp. To a Word document. And
no, you can. I can't. I don't even know what you're saying. You're speaking Chinese right now.
You have an assistant to organize it for you.
Yeah.
And that way
you have an assistant?
No.
You can do it that way. You text it because it goes Word to text. And then you cut and paste it and put it in a Word document. And then you can organize it and then clean it up. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think I really know
how to use this. But the WhatsApp is extremely confusing to me. WhatsApp app.
Yeah, it's just basically,
I had it when I was in Australia, and I was like, oh yeah, you can call people, whatever. Yeah. And now people send the guy who edits my videos sends it there, and then the videos sit there because I don't ever look at WhatsApp, and it don't notify me that I have all these videos sitting there.
I'm not really good at life.
That's okay.
In general, but
I thought you were gonna say technology, and I said that's okay before you said life. it's not okay.
I'm not good at life.
That's not okay. I don't know what's
it's in my blood, but we're getting through it. All right, so where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram. This is Kelly Ryan. My website.
This is Kelly Ryan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Website is kellyryancomedy.com. You can find Night Coop Podcast.
Ooh.
You know, and then
Jones Cafe on 3rd.
Jones Cafe. I'm there. I look like shit all the time.
Why are you there?
I just go, I get a coffee.
You hang out there, right?
I hang out, I do writing.
Well, thank you for being on the Comedy Store podcast.
Yes.
And you're very funny, you guys. She's very funny.
Check her out.
Check her out opening for Anthony Jeselnik all across America. She'll be with Bruce in Bakersfield. And then she'll be with Allie, her sister, doing the podcast.
Right.
And watch Allie's TikTok. Where do we find her TikTok?
Her TikTok is, I believe, I Am Allie Ryan.
Cool.
I am Allie Ryan.
Or maybe that's her Instagram. I don't know.
Don't try to confuse us, Pauly Shore. Thank you for filling in for Rick Ingram.
I'll see you on the Dice Clay Instagram.
Yeah. thank you, guys. Like, subscribe, do all that shit. I appreciate you.
Later, dudes.
Thanks.
Bye.